Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is called Perek Helek, famous Perek, where the beginning we have a discussion about Olam Haba, the world to come, and the people who lose their share. Similar to the last few Perakim, we spoke about people who lose their life because they've done certain Averot that were egregious, certain Averot that were unacceptable, and therefore they were Hayav Mitah, they were put to death. Here we'll talk about people who lose their share in Olam Haba, and we'll also talk about in Ir HaNidachat at the end of the Perek as well. Mishnah starts off by saying, very famously, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Helek La'olam Haba, all of Yisrael, even people who made Averot, even people who were killed by the Bet Din, have a share in the world to come. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk says, Ve'amech Kulam Sadikim, all of your nation is righteous, all of your people are righteous. Le'olam Yirshu Aris, they will forever inherit the land. Nesed Mata'ai, the branch of my plantings, Ma'aseh Adai, my handiwork, Lehit Pa'er, in which to take pride. We're talking about the Jewish people here who are going to inherit the land, which is really talking about the world to come, and that world to come, which will last forever. Everyone has it. If you're part of Israel, you have a share in the world to come. Every share of every person would be different based on their zechuyot, based on their avonot, but everybody has a share in the world to come. But the following people lost their share in the world to come. Ve'elu she'en lahem helek le'olam haba. These people do not have a share in the world to come. They've lost their spot. If they have failed to do teshuvah and leave this path before they passed away, they lose their share in the world to come. Ve'elu she'en lahem helek le'olam haba. These people have no share in the world to come. Ha'omer enti hayat ha'metim mina Torah. Somebody who denies the resurrection of the dead, the Hayat HaMetim, that will happen in Yemot HaMashiach, and they say that you can't find any reference to it in the Torah, when we have a tradition that certain Pisukim are alluding to it, and that's our Torah Sheba Al Peh. If someone denies this, they're a heretic. They don't believe in the Mesorah, in our tradition. V'en Torah min HaShamayim, or if someone does not believe that Torah is from the Shamayim, is from heaven, even if they don't believe in one Pasuk. They say, oh, this one Pasuk, that's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they deny part of the Torah, they deny the entirety of Torah. We're talking about both the written Torah and the oral Torah that gives us proper understanding of that written Torah. The apikoros, and also a apikoros, a heretic, somebody who does not believe in the 13 principles of faith, like Harambam spells out. Also, we include in the apikoros is somebody who disparages the Torah scholars. The word apikoros, on the one hand, has the shoresh of hefker, someone who's free, someone who's not bound by any religious dogma or religious obligation in terms of belief. It also comes from the person Epikoros, who was somebody who believed in just enjoying this world, somebody, a Greek, who believed in just enjoying yourself and having a good time, and not somebody who believed in living for meaning whatsoever. So if someone ascribes to those views, en lo helek la'olam haba. Rabbi Akiva omer, af ha-kore ba-sefarim ha-chitzonim. Se'ed Rabbi Akiva, even somebody who reads the external books. Here we're referring to books of heresy, philosophy books that would be heretical. People who read these books are going to eventually start believing in their content. They're going to lose faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashgaha Piratit, in the creation of the world, and they're going to be drawn to these ideas of the philosophers, and therefore, naturally, they're going to lose their share in Olam Haba because they're going to start believing in what they're reading. V'alohesh al hamakas, somebody who he whispers over a wound in order to use it as a healing method with a pasuk. Ve'omer, and he says, Kol ha-mahala she'samti b'Mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Adonai rofe'echa. And he says, all the diseases that I have placed upon Mitzrayim, Egypt, I'm not going to place upon you because I am Hashem, your healer. This person is degrading the pisukim into doing something where he's spitting on a makah, and then he is using the Torah as medicine for the body, when the Torah is so much more than that. It's not magic. It's not something that we use as a magic incantation, but rather it's a certain power that is internal and for the neshama. Abba Shaul omer, af ha-hoge et Hashem bo'ot yotav. Eds Abba Shaul, also somebody who pronounces the name of Hashem with its letters, the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodke, Vavke. If he pronounces it, then he's somebody who is treating the Torah with disrespect, and he's somebody who's trivializing the holy name of Hashem, and therefore this person obviously doesn't believe in the ideas of the Torah. So this person also, he disrespects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course he disrespects all of Torah with it, so that person has no share in the world to come.